while I test this, would you count up to 20 and then give the days of the week and the months of the year, just in your ordinary voice, and
all
I'll
right.
keep adjusting this. Okay.
You want me to begin?
If you'll start now.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And the months of
the
year.
Of the year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, it'll be fine.
That is a very nice little instrument.
It really is very, very, very helpful, because once I get that volume level set, then mm-hmm. I really can forget about it and start to concentrate on this. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's almost foolproof. It really it functions extremely well. It's been through a lot of recording sessions, and it still does very well.
What brand?
It's a Ewer. It's a West German recorder.
And they are masters with machines.
They really are. They and this thing is durable. You're bound to bump it, and
mm-hmm.
I've never actually dropped it, but it's had some fairly rough usage, and it doesn't seem to bother it. So. Well, I wonder if you would give me some biographical information. Just for the record, for the tape, so that they'll stay. We'll have this information in the library. Your birthplace and date, and your parents and your grandparents.
All right. I was born the 19th of January, 1919. In Memphis, Tennessee, and we removed early to my grandmother's home on my father's side, which was Elsie Evelyn, and we lived there for 2 years, and my father's name was Hiram Franklin, and his wife's name, my mother, Mattie Lucille, and their parents were Hiram Franklin and this Elsie Evelyn.
Nice.
And her parents were James Franklin and Mary.
I see.
And they all were native to the area,
right,
Hardeman and McNary. And we removed from my grandmother's farm to Homestead, Tennessee, which is 9 miles east of Bolivar, in 1921. And at that time, I had a little brother, J.B., and a sister, Anne Marie. And my father was a general merchandising merchant for the area all of his life, plus an interest in tree farming, which interest he kept until he left us.
Mm-hmm. His education, not that it's important, because...
Well, he attended... Really, it would be the equivalent... now of junior college, because he attended the Mississippi Agricultural Institute as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very good in geography and history and